Some pressure, so I'm never stressing.
I do.
You know it's my way, like Usher.
My way.
Ain't no new friends, I don't trust them. Niggas be scared and they fold under pressure. Ain't no more waiting, I'm applying the pressure. Foot on the net, man, that's pressure. I thought you knew better. See, you ain't no soldier, you fold under pressure. I keep me some pressure, so I'm never stressing.
I do.
You know it's my way, like Usher.
My way.
Ain't no new friends, I don't trust them. Niggas be scared and they fold under pressure. Ain't no more waiting, I'm applying the pressure. Foot on the net, man, that's
pressure.
I thought you knew better, see you ain't a soldier, you born under pressure. I'm smoking on gas, this shit pressure. I hit my plug on the regular. Money coming in on the regular. This shit like clockwork, you know that it's scheduled. I
rock
by my lonely, cause these niggas tell
me.
And you know that I'm a fella. Still walk around with my glizzy.
Man,
I give a
man,
fuck about
man.
How niggas telling a nigga to
really
hold under
all
pressure.
Right.
I had my test, nigga,
I'm cool. I'm cool. I'm living. You know? It's been a hectic week. I'm telling you right now.
Yeah.
It's a hectic week.
Okay.
But I'm excited to interview. You know, I'm going to let you talk a little bit about your guest, but I just really, really want to tell you guys that we are definitely bringing your own vibe today because it's a little crazy right now. It's perfect hump day weather. No, for real. It's snowy, so you want to stay inside,
yeah.
Like chill a little bit,
mm-hmm.
You know, but you want to be snuggled up.
Yeah, that's true.
With the person you want to be snuggled
right.
up with.
That's I mean, very true.
Yeah,
that's
maybe different,
true.
You know, so, but a lot of Scorpios out there. But anyways, how was your week? It was pretty good. I'm just saying, man. Keep up, so I ain't got to slow down. Yeah, no, but come on.
You a mess. I'm not fooling with you. I already told you earlier, I'm not fooling with you today.
Oh my gosh, why not, man? It's the perfect day for it. It's hump day. This is what we're doing.
Okay.
This is what we're doing.
Okay,
go ahead.
All right,
you
go and bring it.
Go.
No, it's cool. I'm super excited. Actually, this evening we have a really awesome guest, another awesome guest, I should say, because all of our guests thus far have been awesome. So I'm super excited to talk about him a little bit later.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Jay Morris. He is a fellow Woodbridgian.
Woodbridgian.
Woodbridgian. Dale City even. Right. Take it even a step further back from that. He's out here doing some amazing things. So we will get to that later on. But first and foremost, I wanted to focus this initial session because, you know, I'm all things love. I love all things love. And, of course, you know, it's love season right here. We're on the precipice of Valentine's Day. Of course, it's coming up in a couple days.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully everybody is prepared and is taken care of and looking out for their loved ones. And just, you know, even if it's just a very small token of love and appreciation, I think it goes a long way. So
let me ask you this. Does Valentine's Day still have the same meaning it had
so
years
why
before?
Why you take my question? I was literally going to ask you that question.
I didn't even
question.
Ask, you know,
that's
I was
okay.
That's going through my
that's
mind.
Okay.
My bad.
That's
my
okay.
bad.
You know, I guess it depends. I feel like in general, like we're not as traditional of a society or, you know, whatever as we used to be
right.
in a lot of different ways. I mean, and of course that varies by person, but that's how I feel in general. So, yeah, I was going to ask you as a man, like what does Valentine's Day mean to you?
Man, it's a struggle.
It's
it's struggle, man. Listen, you got to, man, as we get older, we forget things sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, Valentine's Day can slip through the crack, although it's not going to, but it's a lot of pressure. Like, do
mm-hmm.
we have to get them something? Does it have to be different? What do they want? You know, what do they need? You know,
right.
like, it's so many things going on. And then you may be going through your own internal struggles between each other, or you may be getting along. I don't know. And then everything may be smooth. So maybe it's a card. Maybe
mm-hmm.
it's a hug.
But that's what I think is so cool about Valentine's Day. I don't think it has to be necessarily about having it, you know, you spending hundreds and hundreds of dollars or doing all these over. And it depends on the person that you're dealing with, right? But I look at it, too, as an opportunity to just, you know, kind of touch base with the people that you care about. Like I said, if things aren't going that great, right? This
right.
is an opportunity to kind of bring it in and, you know, like, hey, let's, you know, we have an excuse to show each other some love today. You know, let's try to turn things around. So
right.
I'm all about love. You
yeah.
know that, so.
Yeah. So, I mean, shouts out to everybody who's got a Valentine's. And those who do not.
Yeah, for sure.
You know?
For sure. Shout out to us. Exactly, right. And actually, that's one of the things I wanted to do to say. Have you heard of Stupid Cupid? It's the game Stupid Cupid.
No.
There's a song too, but there's a game. And what you do is you say something positive or something that you love, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I love laying out, you know, I love the sun, you know.
Right.
And then somebody comes behind you and says something kind of negative, like, you know, to dispute that. They say, well, you know, the sun will give you cancer. You know, if you say I love it, you know, it's a game, whatever. So anyway, I don't want to actually play that game, but I just wanted to look at things kind of from that perspective and talking about love season and just... actually, another question I wanted to ask you is, have you ever had something that was seeming like a romantic idea or romantic, you know, theory or fantasy or something like that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in your mind, it sounded like so, you know, this is going to be great. It's going to be so smooth. But when you executed it, it was a big old fail.
Yes.
I know. I'm sure you have some amazing stories. I would love to hear at least one.
I mean, there's been situations where, you know, you'll cook dinner, you know, you may get some roses or something like that. And, you know, you thought you had everything smoking and everything's good. Everybody's happy. You just did something spontaneous or whatever. And she's loving it. She's goosing it. And, okay, are we doing a little something? Everybody's enjoying. Kids going to bed early tonight. Now, whole time, you know, a person's chilling, minding their business, enjoying what they're getting. But at the end of the night, guess what? Knock, knock. Let me in.
Oh, the kids?
Yeah, no, the kids going to bed.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about her. Knock, knock. Let me in.
Okay.
But you feel the bad.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
No. I think you should be upfront and honest this Valentine's Day. Don't come around here perpetrating the jar is open. Don't do that, dog. That will put me in some, I feel jaded, bro. Like, let me breathe real quick. Because that's a hurtful feeling right now. Like, I had it planned out to a T, and the execution didn't follow through because the partner didn't support.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I mean, but you know, that's Mother Nature.
No, it's not. What are we doing right now? You're not giving that an excuse.
You're right. I'm just messing with you. Right. You at least put it out there.
Please.
Guess, right?
Before you cook this dinner. And
so,
wash these clothes.
So when you not gonna cook dinner then?
I'm gonna cook part of it.
Not the same dinner.
It's not gonna be the same meal. It was steak. But look, a real hamburger helping. I'm just saying,
that little downgrade.
We still eating.
That's terrible.
Oh, my bad. Off tangent, man. Go ahead. You got it.
No, that's good. Actually, I was actually I had a couple, and it's funny. I was I'd already been talking about this with somebody else at another couple weeks ago. A friend of mine just kicking it, and then you know, we touched on it as well when JB was cool enough to invite us to his morning show the other day. This, that, and the third. What's up, JB? Oh. We talked about it a little bit. No.
That was
a morning vibe. I apologize. I'm trying to get my show straight here. I'm sorry. I apologize.
This and the third was Saturday.
Yes, and we had an awesome time doing that as well, by the way, with B-Soul and Gio. You're right.
What's up, Gio?
G-I-O.
G-I-O.
but anyway, no, we were talking about, you know, it was national, was it? Take a shower together day or a couple shower day, something like that.
It was.
And we were talking about how, you know, that sounds all nice and fun in theory and everything, but somebody always ends up, you know, like ass out, literally, right?
Yes.
In the cold.
Yes. Yes.
It's only enough room, right?
There's not enough room. I'm chilly thinking about it.
Right.
That shouldn't be an option. That's not a Valentine's Day option either. Because somebody's going to end up on the bad end of the stick.
Right. That's very true.
Listen,
that's
I'm slim. True. You know what I'm saying? I'm a 170, so, you know. No, dude's bigger than I am, and if I'm feeling this way, big man,
right,
280 is like, yo,
I gotta get you one of them big double head showers.
No. Yep. Wow.
Or another one is
double head shower. What kind of showers you got?
Shower head, the double shower head.
Oh, you got the two shower heads.
Not yet. I'm working on it.
Oh, she's fancy.
But no, another one I had, and this is actually one of my favorite movies. It's a terrible movie, but I love it. Showgirls. You seen that movie, Showgirls, right? With Jesse Spano from Saved by the Bell?
Uh-uh.
Okay, man. First of all, you gotta see Showgirls. So,
okay.
Anyway, so there's a scene. JB shut not his head because he knows about it. There's a scene where they, the star of the movie, I forgot the character's name, but anyway, she's having a sexual encounter with this gentleman in a jacuzzi or a hot tub or something like that, and she's really it's really animated. Like, the whole movie is really extra animated, but that particular scene is very animated, and it's just funny because it sounds, you know, like it's good in theory and all that stuff, but to actually try to have intercourse in water like that is really not.
That sucks.
It does. It is.
It's
not
terrible.
But actually, you know, being the amazing peer romance consultant that I am, I would encourage that if you weren't going to try something like that, you're going to need to use water-based lubricant, like Pure Pleasure, that we that we carry. But seriously, that if you're going to be trying to have some type of intercourse in water, that's when you want to be using a water-based lubricant so that you can actually do it. Otherwise, it's going to be uncomfortable and potentially painful.
I've never been a fan of that activity in the water. So everybody like, yo, in the sand on the beach, I'd be like, that's not cool.
Oh yeah, that's messy. That's another one. You're absolutely right. When you get sand everywhere, right?
Mini rocks.
Yeah,
baby rocks. Sand is baby rocks. And you want all that around your areas?
Yeah, you are absolutely right. I mean, think about that one, man.
We're gonna have a conversation about pH too. I posted something on my page. You know what I'm saying? And about pH. And we'll talk about it another time. But yeah.
Well, no, go ahead and talk about it a little bit.
I'm just saying, like, so, you know, it was a question that was posed, like, you know, does the cookies have a taste?
Oh.
Yeah.
What's Dave Chappelle, right? So what do you say? It's a, you know, distinguished taste, right?
It's a distinguished taste. Like, some people proclaim, like, fruits. And stuff. Mm-hmm. No, it's not that. They can put something on there that tastes like a fruit. But you have to question why they put it on there in the first place. So that's a whole nother thing, which could be a lot of different things. But however, I do not think it should have a taste.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'm going to take your word for it.
I mean, I know you cannot speak to that, just like I can't speak to certain situations too. Don't play with me. Right. Don't play with me right now.
I got you. So anyway, since you told, you know, kind of a personal one for you, I just wanted to, I usually don't tell my personal business, but just a story that I think is actually pretty funny, is one time that I was trying to, I moved to Atlanta actually for a little while, and then shout out to Atlanta because
everybody goes down there.
Yeah, I guess so. Just part of my, you know, coming of age, I was, you know, growing. I wanted to do something different, and I get out of this area. And
all
see
women do that,
different.
You know that young age, they go there, they go down there and do something, and they come back. No, bull. This is facts. It's science. They go down there, something happens, and they come back thicker, more educated, and like powerful. It's weird. It's weird.
So it was kind of crazy when I went down there, but I wasn't down there long. I actually went down there to go to fashion school. Oh. I went to the Art Institute Alpharetta, Georgia.
I like Alpharetta.
Yeah, it was really, really a cool experience. Yeah. And I'm glad I did it. You know, it's something I think you should go, you know, have an adventure and live your life, especially before you start having kids and things like that, right? So I went down there, and I was living with somebody, and just being fresh, new to the area, trying to figure out the area, we rented out a room from this young lady who had a townhouse down there, and it was fully furnished. I was like, that's perfect. I just packed up my little Honda Accord or whatever I could get in there, and I drove down. I was like, all right, here I go. I'm gonna start this new adventure. And hanging out with my boyfriend. We'd been together for a while, a little while at the time. And I was just trying to be funny and trying to be cute or whatever, trying to swing around the bedpost. The bed had a tall bedpost.
Oh, my goodness. This doesn't look like it's about to end well at all. It sounds like it's tragic. Please continue. Hold on. Let me get my teeth.
So I did. I tried to swing around it like a you know, like a pole. And I think I got a little bit of hang time. Next thing I know, I was on the floor, like looking up, looking around, looking crazy, like what just happened? Oh, and it was so funny. Like I just had to laugh like at myself because I couldn't believe what just happened. But what even was even funnier is whenever the young lady would come try to talk to me about something, or whatever, we tried our best to get that bedpost to be fixed again, to be straight up again. That thing never stood straight up again. That joint had a mean lean to it.
When she put it on it wasn't right again. She put it on a wood post, and the wood post said, no, I'm not right ever again.
That's had a mean lean to it then on.
Oh, yeah, it does.
We just had to lean on it a little bit while she was talking.
Yeah.
Try to play
her in your room.
So yeah, like I said, it sounded good. It sounded really, it looked, you know, really full, really cool in my head, and it just did not turn out well at all. But anyway, I just wanted to try to keep it light. You know, it is Valentine's Day, and like I said, some people They don't, you know, don't have necessarily a Valentine, but, you know, this is a wonderful opportunity for, and I know I'm always saying, and it sounds cliche, but it's so true, to really just love on yourself.
Right.
You know, do something that you love to do, that you want to do. You don't have to worry about arguing about what restaurant you're going to go to, yeah, or, you know, whatever. Just, you know, just enjoy the day. Enjoy, like I said, doing something that you enjoy doing. You know, take yourself out to do something, get yourself something nice, whatever. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, just love on yourself, especially these crazy times that we're living in. This is our first Valentine's Day in, yep, in the pandemic, right? Because last year it hadn't broke out just yet. It was just kind of, we're, yeah, just kind of hearing about it, right? But we could still move about the country like we wanted to. So so yeah, so like I said, go enjoy the day. But since I was talking to, you know, a little bit about you know, fantasies and things like that, I just wanted to touch on that as well a little bit, and just delve into that as well, since I'm talking about self-love and everything. You know, in general, well, not in general, everybody has fantasies. Everybody has some sort of thoughts or things that intrigue you or arouse you that you think about when it's, you know, just you by yourself and what have you. And I just encourage you, you know, a lot of people feel ashamed or embarrassed about them for one reason or another, right? There's just some type of connotation they have with their sexual identity that they are not comfortable with it, and they feel ashamed about it. I just want to encourage you to not be ashamed or embarrassed about it, because you would be surprised. It's kind of almost, it's, and I'm so sad I left my notes, but it's almost categorized. Like, people have a lot of the same sorts of fantasies and things like that, right? And it's like, you think it's abnormal, and it's really not. As long as you're not hurting anybody, and it's, unless, you know, that's what they like, because there's that.
There's a lot of those.
There's that too.
There's a lot of those.
You know, but if you're not hurting anybody and you're just enjoying yourself, that is really part of having a healthy sexual identity and having a healthy sexual relationship with yourself. And also too, part of the dialogue that we have with ourselves, right? You shaming yourself or making yourself feel embarrassed or low for something that everybody is doing or everybody has, it's a natural part of yourself. Again, that's just really part of having a sexual, healthy sexual identity. And knowing that about yourself, and knowing that that's part of yourself. And it's extremely important, if you have a relationship with somebody, that you are, if you can't be confident with that, you know, and comfortable with that within yourself, you're not going to be able to communicate that or express that to your partner, right? Yeah. And then therefore you're not going to have, you know, typically will not have a sexual, healthy sexual relationship, excuse me, with your partner. And, you know, that's, we always say in pure romance, like, there's two main reasons that people get divorced or split up, right? It's money and sex. And if the sex is not right, so if you're not communicating about what you like, what you want to try, what you want to explore, you know, and there's various different types of fantasies, whether it's including, you know, some people want to incorporate other people, you know, into their situations and in their relationships. And that's something that is more and more, I guess, just like, you know, common, or just more. Mm-hmm. It's not so much hidden or, you know, and I've actually talked to clients, and I've had clients that have tried to, you know, they have one perspective on it. They want to incorporate other people into their relationships and what have you. And you have another partner that's kind of not really on the same page with that. And if they're not having those conversations, like I said, those are things that can potentially really cause some serious issues in your relationship later on. I've seen it. People get divorced, people split up, and, you know, it may not just be just that, but that's a huge source of contention for them, you know. It brings in insecurities. It brings in all kinds of mistrust and doubt and things like that. I mean, there's other types of fantasies and things like that as well, to, you know, not just including that, whether it's the taboo, the things that, you know, people are like voyeurism, right? They like to watch other people, and that's supposed to be something that's taboo. But again,
right,
it's something that is so common.
I think it's expression. If you think about it, right? So people are scared to express who they are, for real, until you have like a serious deep conversation with a person. You don't really know that person. They're going to give you what they think you want to hear initially. And then later on, as relationships grow, some of these barriers loosen. But as you get older and you go through these other hurdles, there's more barriers. Therefore, they're not going to really tell you, this is what I really like it in, until you're like 5, 6, 7 years down the road. And you don't want to deal with that, because then you have to make a decision. And so, yeah, you were talking before, some people really have to have three parties or into the poly life. Some people are like voyeurs or watchers or swingers or, you know, there's a lot of different groups out there. Beyond that, you know, same sex, you know, you got, you know, hetero, obviously the regular traditional, but everybody's got their own struggles. And I think it goes right back down to communication and really communicate that as early as possible if you can, because the longer you hold on, the more possible that you could be sad later
or
on.
Issues and things, you know, yeah, people man. Kind of build resentment over time about things and things like
grow
that.
Apart.
Just,
you start growing apart.
Yeah. And like I said, I mean, it's all rooted in, it starts with you being honest with yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, like I said, because if you can't be honest with yourself about what you really like or don't like or want to do, and I'm not encouraging or suggesting anybody do any particular thing, just whatever it is that, you know, floats your boat, you know?
Exactly.
And there's some people that, you know, their idea of a fantasy is something romantic, you know, just being with their partner and, you know, dancing to music and stuff like that. So it doesn't have to be something that's all wild and crazy. You know, everybody's idea of a fantasy is something completely different, and that's the whole point, right? What does that mean to you? What is it something that's going to bring you arousal, excitement, you know, or you know, try something new, maybe something that you've never tried before, whether it's a different act or you know, whatever it is, like I said. But it's just, you know, getting back to what you said, just being open to have that expression and, you know, exploring yourself and what makes you comfortable.
Right. So, see, you got cards. What you got going on?
Yeah, so I'm trying to do it on the sly. It's not working.
What you got going on?
These are actually cards I wanted to bring out. Yes, I appreciate you. They are playing cards, and actually they are pure romance cards. And what they are is they just have different ideas and suggestions of different things that, you know, you and your partner might want to try, or different topics you might want to talk about. And they come in various... levels, I guess, if you will, like hotter and hottest. So, you know, you can kind of gauge, you know, what kind of you know, just look through them, of course, and they come all together, but you can kind
of
gauge.
They come all together, man. This thing's like a tank, man. This thing ain't coming out.
He just threw the thing over there.
He's struggling.
Yeah, but so, you know, just give you different ideas, different places. You can try different things, new activities. Like I said, I was trying to open it on the slide, so I was going to.
No, you can't do this on the slide. You... For real, this joint is in there.
Yeah. I was going to see maybe if you want to pick a couple. Pick one.
I don't know. Here you go.
Just to get an idea.
Okay.
Here, can you work on opening this one too? So this is from the... Oh, no, that's okay. There's two different kinds in here, I think.
You said this one? Okay.
No, that's okay. Yeah, hotter and hottest. You can get one of each. Okay.
Okay.
So we got hot, hotter, and hottest. Which you got to pick
one. Hotter and hottest?
Yep. Hot, hotter, hottest. Got to pick one.
Let's go with these. This one right here.
Okay.
Boom. What we
got? Read the card.
Hop in the back seat for a steamy makeout session. Oh, man. Back seat boogie. Back seat boogie. Back seat boogie.
So that's not bad. That's not, you know, too risque. That's cool.
No,
you know,
this back seat boogie is good. Cute. You got to keep it spicy.
Yeah.
Everybody know that back seat, if you got the truck, ain't moving. It ain't moving. Where are you going? Nowhere. Stay there. You think I'm playing?
Oh my god!
I'm sorry. Here
it's
you go.
Okay.
I'm
here gonna you leave go. You alone. It's okay. I want you to pass these down.
That was spicy.
That was hotter. JB, I want you to pick one too. I just want to get a couple.
Go ahead, let JB get one. Yeah, man. What you got going, sir? Oh, he's going. See, he got hotter too.
Let me see. Ready for it. Okay. I'm gonna read JB's card.
Okay.
It says whips, handcuffs, and feathers. Oh my! Use one on your partner now. Don't have bondage gear, make it a date, and shop pureromance.com together. So, it's so funny. I just so happen to have all these things right here. The whips.
Tasha.
All this right there. Handcuffs and feathers. All that stuff.
Natasha.
There you go, JB.
What'd I tell you?
That's what I'm talking
about. What did I tell you about her, dog? She comes prepared. You're looking at her and be like, oh, yeah, blah, blah, blah. I'll be like, bro, just wait. Give it a minute. Well, you know, you got whips and chains and all kinds.
I'm a pure prepared consultant.
Prepared, dog.
I'm a prepared consultant. I would not be doing my due diligence.
Bring your bootstrap, bro. Listen, if you out there right now, I'm trying to tell you. I already know. You testing me like, I got it. Bring your bootstraps. There's too much going on. Go ahead.
I'm going to go with hot. We're going to keep it.
You going to go hot?
No, I'm going to go with the hottest.
I'm about to say.
Yeah. Kiss and tease your partner's favorite spots. The catch, they can't make a sound. If they do, they have to repay the favor. So, yeah. So, these are really cute. I really like these.
They give, you know.
Especially, like I said, people that, exactly. Just spice things up a little bit. Especially people that have been together for a while. Mm-hmm. And it's just really about having fun. You know what I'm saying? And enjoying yourself. So.
Yeah, that's, I mean, you know, when you get in your 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years and stuff, you just got to find things to do together that you guys enjoy. That you also learn about each other. Mm-hmm. I think that's important. You know what I'm saying? If you guys are growing together to learn each other rather than going apart, you got a higher success rate further down the line. Now, if you guys just stop the communication because we're always on the phone now and not talking and communicating just hi and bye and, you know, become robotic, I think that's where the issues start.
Yeah. Agreed.
Yeah. So.
Agreed. Like I said. So, Excuse me. So, as was mentioned earlier, super excited to prepare for receiving our next, our special guest for the evening, Mr. Jay Morris. Mm-hmm. We actually have he's blessed us with a couple pieces of his music, his art. And I really, like I said, I'm just super excited. I don't want to go too much into it without him coming on, but I'm just super excited for him to talk about all the amazing things that he's been working on and doing. I just love to see us as a people. Oh, excuse me. Black History Month. Shout out to Black. It's Black History Month, right? This has the people doing amazing things, especially from our hometown, doing amazing things. And I don't know if you've noticed or not, Pressure, but I just feel like especially, so we're class of 2000, so mm-hmm. we're going and age ourselves, class of 2000. But I just feel like in our class and the years around us, like there are really some amazing people doing some really amazing things. Absolutely. And I'm so proud to see that. And I know I've been bugging a lot of them, tapping them, reaching out to them because I want to get them here and have the opportunity to just really celebrate what they're doing and just celebrate like what's going on here and make some noise. And I just think this is an amazing platform and opportunity to do that.
We have so many successful folks in this area mm-hmm. alone, which is one of the reasons why, you know, Natasha Island started this originally. We want to be able to bring awareness of kind of what they're doing because it's big. I mean, we have a lot of intelligence, man. Shout out class 2020, 2K, bro. I graduated 2000. Tasha was out 2000. You know, from I'll even go to 95 mm-hmm. all the way up to about 04. that's the good area. 95 to 04, man. Shout out to y'all because we holding it down. We doing the thing. You know, we lost a lot, but you know we're thriving and we're still living up here through the pandemic. So shout out to everybody over there. Yeah. But I'm definitely looking forward to talking to Mr. Morris, man. You know, I like his work. I see what he was doing. He's very creative. Again, another Woodbridge, Dale City. You know what I'm saying? That area. I'm from here, so. Hearing to see what his story is, you know, definitely here for that. So,
that's up. So we'll be back in a minute.
M-E-T-R-O. With the hoodie on. I keep me some pressure, so I'm never stressed.
This one's where the melody the glory of avoiding your recorded text. I am not a slave, man. I am not a victim. I am more than I forgave, man. I represent a whole body beneath me. I'm a wave, man. I vibe when I walk, man. I'm animated, like to use my hands when I talk, man. I'm loud to a soft, man. It's passion when you make it this far. You are a boss, man. Point me to the kitchen. I'm a stalk it with a saucepan. The smell of hot combs. I am your knock when I am not home. Echo to a talking wall telling you how I spot on. The promise of apprenticeship, the hope of abolition. It's the fashion they imagine. I am dripping in best wishes. The tears in the eyes of a lynch man that ran under the land, sprouted roots, and here I am. You live different, knowing limits live beyond the skies, and that's why I am Black History 365. Tell them.
Black is beautiful.
A nigga too real, I won't fold under pressure. I had my test, nigga, trust me. Best set me down for the questions. I don't know nothing and I kept it stepping. Nigga too real, I won't fold under pressure. Holding that water, won't spell it. When I die, nigga, secrets. I keep me some pressure, so I'm never stressing. You know it's my way like Usher. Ain't no new friends, I don't trust them. Niggas be scared and they fold under pressure. Ain't no more waiting, I'm applying the pressure. Foot on their neck, man, that's pressure. I thought you knew better, see you ain't no soldier, you fold under pressure. I keep me some pressure so I'm never stressing. You know it's my way like Usher. Ain't no new friends, I don't trust them. Niggas be scared and they fold under pressure. Ain't no more wind, I'm applying the pressure. Foot on their neck,
yo, welcome back, welcome back. Thank you for bearing with us right now. We're trying to get Jay Moore's call in right now, so getting everything set up. So, I just want to welcome everybody back here. I appreciate you guys logging on. You know, definitely appreciate everybody at Rhythmix Radio doing a great job over here. Sunday morning, 10 a.m., two guys bull chatting with Torque and JB. Also want to invite you guys to the Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. Rhythmix Morning Vibe. If you guys remember on there last week with J-Dub, B-Soul at No Tomatoes, man. I found a new artist over there, man. G Banks, you know, already hit my man up. We're going to holler. We're going to chop it up with you. B-Soul, Monday, 10 p.m. And you got Muji Mumbles, 12 a.m. on Tuesday. Faith on the Field, Robin Maddie, 11 a.m. 12 noon, FBCL Hour with Tracy. Tracy had a powerful session this last show here with Bishop. Really, really enjoyed that. And then Tuesday, 1 p.m., Mike with Mike, Fantasy Football at 7 p.m. With Glenn and Guru. Also, just want to shout out to a few other shows right now. Real Talk Radio, man, with Archie and Safi. I know they're going to have my man Coach Overton on, man. So tune into that tomorrow, I believe it's at 7:30. Real Talk Radio, man. Shout out to you, Safi. Poetic One with Serious Business is 9 p.m. And then, obviously, this, that, and the third, 7 p.m. with B-So and G-I-O. What's up, Gio? I'm going to keep asking him. What's going on, Tasha?
Not much. Is you? We're good? Okay, so we have our guests on the line now. So, super excited. So, Jay, what's up?
Peace and blessings. What's going on?
Not much. You, man.
Hey, we out there. Happy Black History Month.
Happy Black History Month, man.
Salute to everybody. Everybody and the work that you're doing over there, Chief. Like I said before, you know, Natasha said nothing but great things. I did my own research, you know, saw some of the videos that you had up there, went to your page, checked you out, you know, shared some of your content, man. It's beautiful what you're doing, King. I definitely appreciate you.
Bless you, man. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate this for sure, man. I appreciate y'all thinking about, you know, even though I'm nowhere around on that side, you know what I mean? I still am able to, you know, connect with my home team. And so that's always a blessing.
No doubt.
So for those listening, please take a minute to introduce yourself. You know, we've been talking about you being from the hometown, but, you know, please just take a minute to introduce yourself and, you know, kind of what you're doing and what's going on with you.
Okay. My name is John Moore. I am from Bell City, Virginia, by way of Atlanta, Georgia. My stage name is Jay Moore. I'm excited about everything in my life at this moment.
No, that's right.
God is really good.
Indeed.
The doors are opening wide open. I'm a singer. I'm a songwriter. I'm an actor. I'm an entrepreneur, a philanthropist, and I'm a man of the people. I really do care about the condition of our people. I care about the human condition first.
Indeed.
Right? Because essentially, there's some scumball black folks. And so, come on, black folks, come on, white folks, come on, everybody, right?
Right,
and
right.
So people first, but I do got a special place in my heart for that melanin.
Right.
You know what I mean? I understand the struggle because I've been black all my life. And so, I'm going hard on this side just to make sure that I can open doors and you know, create some paths for other people to kind of get through a little easier than I do.
That's what's up.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
That's what's up.
And it's crazy. I love to hear your story, you know, kind of how it all started, you know, looking at kind of what you're doing, you know, King support Kings. That's the way it should be, man. And, you know, the fact that you're moving like that, I can highly appreciate that. I got the same kind of mindset right now for me personally. And I know a few others who have the same mindset, especially under this COVID, you know, situation. You know, us as men, particularly us as black men, got to move a little bit differently, right? You got to be able to support the family. You know, but also give back to the community. And the work that you're doing is a tremendous service. So I definitely encourage everybody to reach out to you. So if you don't mind, how can I reach you real quick?
Okay, so there's a couple of different ways. On social media, most of my social media handles is Just Jay Morris. That's JustJMorris. That's all my social media is pretty much. And, you know, email, you can email me at The Last Supper Club LLC. Just like it sounds, The Last Supper Club LLC.
Indeed.
At Gmail, you know, for any business inquiries, if you have some amazing music and you're trying to get to a major artist and you don't know how it's going to happen, you know, I can kind of check and see what I got going on. I've been blessed to be in a position to, you know, make some plays for other people. Had a couple of television placements this year.
Congratulations.
No doubt.
Others, you know what I mean? And so it's always a blessing that, you know, like I said, to be able to open up those doors. So reach out to me if, you know, if you're serious about your business. I'm not free. You know, my time isn't free. Like, I've been over, most people don't know, and, you know, it's a big thing, but most people don't know. I was over at Radio One Atlanta for 5 years.
Oh, wow.
Doing a music program over there.
Okay. I did not know
that. Yeah, man. But I did it for free. Like, paid for parking every week.
There you go.
So, I spent thousands of dollars just trying to give back.
Right.
and get the experience like, under your belt.
Artists will never know that level of sacrifice. And while I was at the radio station, I didn't ask for one favor for myself. And so, you know, a lot of people wanted to know, well, how do you elevate? How do you get through? You know, how do I get to do the things that I'm doing? And I haven't released a ton of music, but the music I've released is done pretty well.
Right.
Like, how?
So, Jay, just
the easiest way to achieve a goal that I've learned is helping somebody else achieve theirs. And so your vision is crystal clear. Attach to a vision that you can believe in, get behind.
Right.
Help them build theirs, and then yours will come.
There you go.
Jay, I'm sorry. I don't want to interrupt you, but just real quick, just wanted to we did not do our right thing by introducing and advertising the fact that the song that we were playing actually during the break is actually your song, Black is Beautiful. You're mentioning the things that you're doing, the projects that you're doing. We want to kind of highlight that, you know, that's what you're doing, that awesome song that we were playing during the break is yours. And also, too, can you please speak more specifically about your most recent project that you've released and what that, and because that to me is huge, and that's really what caught my attention.
Okay. So let's talk about it. Black History 365. If you want to go check it out right now while I'm talking about it, at home, www.bh365.org. That's bh365.org. And you can kind of check it out, see what we got going on. It's a fully comprehensive textbook about Black history in America, man, from Africa, ancient Africa, until right now. We're going into it, and we're going into it with some depth. It is a beautifully written book. It is subjective, you know what I mean? Like, it's one of those things that, you know, there's not opinions involved. It's just the facts, and that's something that I can appreciate.
Right. Indeed.
And so, Kathy Hughes, she's on the board. Benjamin Crump, you know, the lawyer.
Yeah.
Ben Carson.
Mm-hmm. It's a lineup
Andrew
right there.
Young, Alveda King, Smokey Robinson, going all kinds of interesting people are on the board to make sure that the Black History Program wins.
Right.
The state of Texas has picked up some of it. You know, we dropped the album for the book last Friday, and that's where I've become involved. I have the lead single for the project, and then I'm teaching a couple of different subjects during the album. It's a two-part album, part one, part two. It's 42 songs, covers each unit in the book, fully comprehensive listening experience. When you sit down, you'll get smart. When you sit down and you listen to this music, you'll get smarter. And it's nice to get smarter, and you're happening to be damning at the same time.
Absolutely.
And so BH365 is all about Black history, 365 days a year, celebrating us versus just the shortest month of the year.
Man.
We're taking this to every day of the year, and I believe it's going to be in every school across America. I really, truly believe that, and I'm just blessed to be a part of something so spectacular. And just to bring a sense of pride to our people again, man. Like, if you don't remember your wins, it's hard to believe that you can win tomorrow.
I know that's right.
Like, if you're not reminded of past victories, looking at the battle tomorrow it seems impossible if you don't remember yesterday's victory. And so, and yesterday's struggle. Because it's not always just about the wins. You got to remember that struggle that yesterday brought yesterday, you know, too.
Right.
So, you know, in case tomorrow brings those same type of issues, you know how to deal with it circumspectively. So,
live and learn, right?
yeah, that's it.
No.
That's the Black History 365. I mean, I got a lot going on, man. I'm in the car right now. I wanted to do a video thing for you guys.
Right.
I'm just leaving a television set.
I was
going to step up for stars.
Working while you're working.
So I'm just
working while you're working. I know that. I know that's right. Listen, man, I'm glad to have you on. Don't even matter what capacity. I mean, we can, you know, set something up later on, you know, tell us your progress, you know, downstream once you get a little bit, you know, further down, a little more solidified. But, man, what you're bringing to the table is absolutely incredible. I've not heard of this before. You know, when Tashi told me about it, I was extremely excited. And the potential for it to be in schools across America is just
historic.
That is
really
amazing.
Historic.
And facts, it's facts, not fluff. The facts. We got a lot of fluff in school, but facts is what people want. We want to know what is it and what is it not. You know what I'm saying? So thank you. Thank you, sir.
Absolutely.
And I would encourage, in addition to the, you know, the actual school board and things like that, is that's proliferating as well. I can think off the top of my head of a few women that I know that are involved in community service, Pillars of Our Community, doing all kinds of different amazing programs with kids and, you know, retired teachers and things like some amazing women that I know would love to have something like this as a reference, as a tool to be able to provide to their kids that they are having in their programs. And, you know, just all the kinds of different churches, things like that. You know, it's an amazing, you know, piece of work, you know, and, you know, especially now, right, we are such a instantaneous people, right? We want to see things, we want to hear things right away, we want to get that. So, you know, to have that complement to the textbook as well, you know, kind of to kind of bridge that gap to like a younger generation that's more in tune with, you know, always got their got headphones in, right, always listening to something, you know, maybe that make it a little bit easier for them to, you know, to take all that in. I just think that's really amazing that you guys really have stepped outside the box with this project, and just really, because it is just historical and it's really epic, and I'm so proud to see something like this happening. So
bless you. Thank you. I, you know, shout out to my big bro KO. We're not blood, man, but we family. Ain't no doubt about that.
Oh, no.
So shout out to him. Mm-hmm. You know, he's definitely the smartest businessman I've ever met. And, you know, find yourself in crazy situations, man, like this. You know, like this is once in a lifetime. You know what I mean? Like, this
absolutely.
Is the first time it's ever been done.
Absolutely.
And so to have people around you, man, like, I guess that's, let me speak on that. Like, your circle matters. The company you keep matters.
Absolutely.
And,
your circle of influence,
you know,
absolutely.
You know, for you folks at home who think that, you know, it doesn't make all the difference in the world, it does. Like, it really, really does. And it doesn't mean that if you and somebody are not on the same wavelength in a work relationship, it might not be a work relationship. It could be just a personal relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to really identify your relationship and really label your relationship to know exactly how to move forward. Because, you know, I've had to let some folks go, man, and it hurts.
Yep.
Because I want to see everybody win, man. But
you.
Everybody ain't going to be excited about seeing you win.
Exactly.
That's
so true.
Stamp that.
And it's sad, but it's true. And once you can see that, you know, and see through that, it helps you understand how to move a little better, right?
Yep.
And how, you know, we've had this discussion on multiple occasions
multiple
just since
occasions.
You started this, just this endeavor, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And just knowing and being able to see people for what they are and what they really are bringing to your life, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to move. Maybe I got to move a little bit further away from you this way or,
right.
You know, you know, keep you at a distance. And it's, you just love people from a distance sometimes, you know?
And even to this effect, I mean, what we're doing right now, we're trying to bring our folks that we know who are doing good, bring light to whatever they're trying to do. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's not even really about us. We're trying to spread the love around the area because I think this is such a great area.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if we're able to all pull it all together, you know, and, oh, I didn't know he did this, and I didn't know she did that, and figure it out, I think we could be a mega area and really give back to our community. So I really want to be able to focus on that. And then, you know, what you're doing on a global scale, you're already giving back to the community with the books that you're writing. So I appreciate that, and I'm a lead into that. But like, people need mentors. You know, I was able to have a lot of mentors, and you know, I work for the government, you know, business development. But I had a lot of mentors that showed me some of the ins and outs, some of the things. So I'm gonna ask you just like this, Jay Moore. I want to be a fly on the wall when you guys talk about it. You know what I'm saying? So I can expand my mind, because of what you guys are doing, I want to be able to expand that. So, you know, just being
Absolutely.
Able to just shooting that out to you, man, I'd love just to listen. You know, because information is power. And then applying that to, you know, something that you're driven towards can really catapult you if you go, you know, and really put your effort towards it. So I really encourage everybody to do something similar.
Jay, I have a question for you.
Okay, got it.
With all the things that you're doing and all the moves that you're making, what do you have a definition of what success looks like for you?
Success is peace.
You said it's peace?
Success is peace.
I know that's right.
Like, I've had a nice little bit, and I've had nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But if I have peace in the midst of it,
Ooh.
I have
Preach.
Everything I need.
Preach!
This is facts.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
But I guess more specifically for your career, what does that look like for you?
All my partners are rich. Like, all my partners
okay.
all my partners are rich and doing very well, and their kids got and we got businesses for our kids.
Yep.
See, legacies,
like,
right?
When me and all my partners, like, all my partners don't got kids yet. Like, I don't have children yet, But like I'm thinking in the mindset of like, okay, like when I'm able to build this legacy to the point of where I never have to worry about finances again, and I'm sure that I'll get to that place here sooner than later, and where I'll never have to think about it again, I can start thinking about other things, right? And honestly, like that's the advantage white folks got. They don't have to think about finances as much as black folks.
Nope. Man.
And it's like when you don't have to think about money and think about other stuff, like you'll be surprised what you can get.
I'm
done.
Trying to tell you.
It's, like, you know,
you got time to power sail.
It's a difference.
Skydive. Ski. Go bird watching. You got plenty of extra time because I got time. I don't have to hustle. I'm good. The dividends from my stock is going to pay me back. So I'm going to go out here and go boating.
But you know, it's a different mindset between surviving, right, and living, right, and being able to actually like go out there and live your life. And that's, you know, what you're talking about when you are always behind and you always got money on your mind and you stressed out all the time about that. You just trying to figure out, okay, how am I get this paid next month? I'm gonna keep this on, whatever. It's just about surviving, you know, to the next, what have you. Mm-hmm. And when you can kind of shift that, you know, and you know, if you're blessed enough to do that, it is different. You know, you can be like, okay, well, what do I like in life? You know, what do I want out of life? And like I said, how can I achieve that peace, you know, that I'm trying to get to in my life and attain that in my life? And you can kind of, you know, focus on those things, or like you said, bird watching or whatever.
Listen, man.
whatever floats your boat,
whatever,
right?
Floats the boat, man. They like bird watching. I like it. I love it.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah. Like, but survival will teach you what you're made of.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But comfortability will show you what your creativity can really be.
Right.
Like, because if you're in a comfortable place, and like, okay, this is where I'm able to just express, right? Like I'm in a comfortable place where I'm just free to be me. Like I'm just free to do whatever I want to do, whatever it looks like, and I don't have the constraint of survival on my mind.
Right.
Right. Like I can create, or I can say, like a lot of rappers are rapping out of survival.
Yep.
Right. Mm-hmm. And they're rapping about stuff that they really don't want to talk about. They really don't want to talk about big booties as much as they're talking about it. Now, we appreciate big booties, but that's not all they have to talk about. But right. That's all the things that people want to buy.
Right.
And they don't want to be broke. So yeah. They rather muzzle themselves up the truth versus, like, tell the truth and risk that check.
Right.
Like, survival is a constraint.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, having to survive is a constraint. Comfortability will put you at a place where you can create.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
That's a blessing, yeah. Like you said, to have that peace of mind and that freedom.
Yeah.
It's priceless.
Well, it's tough to come by.
Yes, indeed.
It's tough. Sometimes it's tough to come by.
Shameless plug here. We did the same thing that we done with Black History 365 with education in the school system, like regular education, K-12 education, like regular, you know, common core subjects. We got over 600 songs. It's called Cool Curriculum.
You said cool.
Yeah,
you said cool curriculum.
12. It's like Schoolhouse Rocks on steroids.
Oh, mm-hmm. I have to check that out. We got little ones. We gotta check that out.
Yeah, we sure do.
It's called Cool Curriculum. It's K O O L I. Hold on. KOOLRICULM.
Okay.
Okay.
And yeah, man, curriculum. Check it out.
That's
and
what's
check
up.
Out Bridge the Gap. It's a social emotional curriculum for students.
Oh, good.
And like, so we're big into education, bro. Like,
you said social and emotional.
That's
good.
Trying to make sure that, you know, our kids can be better than us, man. My right. little bros can be better than big bro, right?
No
big
doubt.
Big bro shouldn't always have to be big bro forever. Big bro gonna need somebody to help him when he get old.
No doubt.
Right. So we gotta set ourselves up for little bros to be doing the right thing by us big bros by the time we reach that age where we might need.
And, you know, it's so important, too. We were talking about getting to that place of comfortability, right? There's so much more information accessible to us. There's so much more help. You know, we can talk about mental health and therapy, things like that now that our folks, you know, our parents and their parents definitely was not, you know, again, in that survival mode, right? So they were not thinking about that. So for us to be able, I totally agree with you. I think that's something we should be able to pass on to our kids, right? So they can have a more peaceful, happy, abundant life, right? Being more secure right. within themselves and not having to, you know, be on that survival mode. And, you know, in addition to the finances as well, tending to those emotional aspects of them as well as kids, right? And, right. you know, feeding and right, pouring into them, right? So that's awesome. I love to hear stuff like that. I really do.
Many blessings to you, man. I like I said, I'm excited about what's taking place. I know a change is coming for our people.
Yes, I feel it.
Change is really coming for our people. And like, if I could say something, I would encourage our people to start looking at crypto.
Yep.
Like, we'll be a cashless society very soon.
Mm-hmm.
And so start looking along the lines of crypto and making sure that you're protecting yourself when that change comes, and you're protecting your parents, and your parents are ready for the change.
Well,
once the change happens, right now in America, $1 is worth, I believe, 22 or 23 cents. Mm-hmm. Each dollar is worth 22 or 23 cents in real life. You know how you see those debt commercials, it's like $300,000 worth of debt? Pay $30,000 today and be done. It's like that kind of thing. Because the dollar's really only worth like 22 or 23 cents right now. Mm-hmm. That's how they're able to do it. Right? But most people have no idea that the money that we have doesn't really count for anything. And the only money that's even backed is $1 bill. Right? It says the treasury on there, right? Like, that's the only one that got a treasury on there. Otherwise, you know, it's just paper. So when the dollar does break down and we go cashless, $1 bills are going to be, strippers going to be the richest one in town.
Especially in ATL, man. Oh, they thick out, they deep,
man,
out there.
He just did the catacomb.
Hey, since you put it out there, I wasn't gonna go there. I appreciate the knowledge and the jewels, but since you put out, I lived in Atlanta for just a little while. Mm-hmm. It was very interesting. Mm-hmm. Can you speak about the culture just a little bit?
Oh boy,
the stripper life, the all of that craziness, just a little bit.
It's a wild place, man.
So speak on black culture or just.
What you see around you. Yeah, Atlanta culture, what you see around you.
What's going on down there?
Yeah, what's up?
There's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of stuff going on down there, man. Y'all turn up.
Man, look, so you want to know what's going down here.
I know what's going on down there.
Because y'all, when y'all was the first ones we saw having house parties in the pandemic.
Oh, man.
Man, look, the complexion for the protection are walking around maskless like it worked, for real. It's interesting. It is an interesting thing to see.
Yeah,
like, like black folks, you know, they're partying too, you know, like maskless. Like, I don't really know how effective masks are, you know. I know what they tell us on the news.
Right.
I really don't believe the news too tough. But yeah, people are a little bit reckless out here. They're acting like there is no pandemic mostly.
Yeah, I think at least what the mask does, if you sneeze, you know, that little particle, it blocks the particle. I feel a little bit protected about that. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be sneezing COVID and I feel a drop. It's not good.
Right.
I think we're going to have to come to balance, come to Dukes. Fisticuffs, you're trying to kill me with this COVID.
Right. They out here coughing with no shame. And
right.
Like, it's weird, man, because, you know, I go to the gym and I still wear my mask.
Right.
And, like, when somebody coughs around me,
right.
I start to think, like, are you trying to get me away from
this? And they look at you looking at them, like, what? What you mean, what? What are you doing?
Like, it's crazy how things have changed, right? Like, and how we perceive things once things have changed, right? I've never viewed a cough as, are you trying to get me away?
Right.
Like, when does a cough mean that? Mm. Right? Like, but now, you know that if you do enough of it.
Yep.
Two,
bro, two cough is too many. You get one ha-choo. After the second ha-choo, bro, we fighting.
Put a little stuff in that sneeze, that's it.
Right,
that's it.
Bro. This don't seem right. It ain't right.
So, yeah, man, it's crazy, man. As far as the music scene right now and entertainment, you know, film is still filming, but everything has changed. Like, the guidelines are crazy, man. Like, we have COVID tests all the time.
Mm-hmm.
COVID tests on set, COVID tests off set. Sometimes you got to stay in a hotel a couple of days if you're filming.
Man.
As far as the music scene, not a lot of performances. A lot of artists ain't really making money on the streaming end.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, you know, artists are having to find other ways to be creative to make money because it's just not happening in traditional fashion as far as, like, performances because people ain't, you know, going to concerts and stuff like that. Too tough. Well,
yeah, and I'm gonna,
the culture has definitely changed around here. Things have changed because it's an entertainment city, and if you put a halt in entertainment, Like, what we supposed to do then besides right. look at each other.
Yeah. And have you ever been to, what is it, Tyler Perry Studios down there too, right? Have you ever been there?
I mean, yeah, Tyler Perry Studios is down here. I have not been able to grace the studio yet.
Okay.
But when I do go there, I have every intention of acting there when I'm there, just not for this.
I know that's yeah, right. Yeah, there you go, manifest that joint. Hey, listen, man. Speak that into existence.
Monetize everything. Monetize everything you touch, bro. But nah, man, I appreciate you coming on. You know, it was great to hear about, you know, your story. Your music is fantastic, professionally done. You know, what you're bringing to the community, absolutely amazing, very, very powerful. Man, if you don't know about Jay Morris, man, check him out. He's shout out his social media information. You know, he's only, I mean, we've been marketing him all week. You know, let us market you. You know, if you want to be marketed, we want to be on the show, you know, you can hit me up, byovibe@gmail.com. Also, Natasha, what other stuff you got going on over there?
So same old with me. I'm actually, you know, partying for love season. So I have some online parties going on, a couple of in-person parties going on over the rest of this month. If you're interested in having an in-home ladies party or a Zoom ladies party, please reach out to me, at, Tea Parties, the letter T, P-A-R-T-I-E-S by PR, on Instagram, Natasha Woods on Facebook, and my website, www.pureromance.com. Natasha Woods.
Absolutely. Shout out to Kotar, Conversation on the Rocks. They started last week, Los Vegas. What's up, Chief? What's going on, Ice? Also, shout out to Dope Boy the Deacon, you know, for Gumbo, playing that earlier. Interstate Snake, hit him up. You know what I'm saying? We got to talk about Interstate Snake and his stuff, man. We're trying to get him on the show. Young Rue, you know, first day out, hit him up as well. And G Banks, man, we're going to holler at you too. We're going to link up. But I appreciate everybody hopping on the show, tuning in. Hit me back and let me know.
So, just wanted, you have his other song?
No, we're good.
So just one thing, again, I wanted to thank Jay one more time. We so much appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule, excuse me, to enlighten us, to, you know, just wrap with us. I really appreciate you. I cannot wait to see what you do in the future. We will definitely, you got fans over here, and we will definitely be rooting you on. So, take care.
Very blessed. Thank you. Thank you guys for having me on. And you folks at home, make sure you go and Black is Beautiful. Go get the PH365 album. Educate yourself. Go stream Scared of Us. Go buy Scared of Us. It's a record. Myself, KO, Gray, T.I., Joyner Lucas. We hit
Joyner Lucas. That's my dude, yo.
You know, so make sure you go check that out. Check out Money Motivation. Man, just holler at me, man. I love y'all. God bless y'all. I'm just trying to make the DMV proud. And thanks for having me on.
Not no trying,
doubt.
You're doing it.
You're doing it, bro. You're doing it, man. Salute to you, Chief. Keep doing it. No doubt. Keep doing what you're doing. We see you now. We see you. All right, man. Lock in. No doubt. Lock in next Wednesday, 7 p.m., man. Bring your own vibe. It's your boy Pressure over here with Miss
Natasha.
Absolutely.
Have a great week, y'all. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy hump day. Get some humping. Thank you.